sons are in the same class. Have you and Chip picked out a college yet?
Well, no, we haven't been able to find a college where Chip can major in electric guitar and folk singing.
I have the same problem with Preston. He'd like to get a PhD in surfing.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, Steve or Ray, but something's come up.
Oh, we discovered our mistake here. 3 times 12 is 36.
And you can't get any closer than that.
Well, that's not what came up. The father-son dinner of our boys' junior high class has hit a snag.
What's the matter? Don't the kids want to eat with us?
Of course they do. As chairman of the entertainment committee, I've had to revise our after-dinner activities.
I thought you'd lined up an astronaut to give a talk.
Yeah, well, NASA threw me a curve. They called him back to prepare for a new test in space.
Oh. Well, of course, you can always get the mayor.
Now, look, I think I've got a great idea. You know those quiz contests they have on TV between college students?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do the same thing. A father and son quiz show.
What fathers and what sons, Dave?
Well, three of us against our three sons. Chip and Preston and Dave Jr.
Well, Dave, that wouldn't be much of a contest, would it? I mean, after all, they're just kids and we're all college graduates.
Dave, we don't want to make them look foolish.
Now, look, did they take pity on us at last year's picnic ball game?
No.
I remember your son struck you out four times.
Three.
Come to think of it, my boy laughed at me when I got a charley horse.
Well, it might be funny to impress him, but, let's take it kind of easy on him.
Yes. Yeah, but is it fair? I mean, isn't it kind of one-sided? They're grown men.
Well, I'm not worried. Now, you boys may only be in junior high school, but you're all excellent students.
Well, I'm talking about our fathers. They've been out of school so long, they probably forgot everything they ever knew.
They won't have a chance.
We'll clobber them, just like we did in the ball game.
Boys, let's not be egotistical.
We're not being egotistical, Mrs. Terry. We're being humane.
Yeah. Well, after I struck my father out three times, his ulcer acted up for a month.
Mrs. Terry, to quote an ancient Chinese proverb, dutiful son should always respect honorable father.
Now, look, boys, I've already accepted the challenge. And, to quote an expression that I've heard around here, we can't chicken out.
Well, I guess we can. Well, we have to go, Miss Terry.
It promises to be a very exciting evening.
Hey, Preston, I kind of like that ancient Chinese proverb. Who said it? Confucius?
No, Lenny Rubin. He writes up fortune cookies for my uncle's restaurant.
Charlie, don't you think Dad's gonna win?
Right now, he's deader than these ducks.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Mmm, something smells good. What's for dinner, Charlie?
Ducks.
Mmm.
And Uncle Charlie thinks you're deader than they are.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
You certainly are, tangling with Chip and his pals in that quiz.
You tried to talk Mrs. Terry out of it, Dad, but no go.
Well, Chip, I'm sure you don't have to worry about us.
I'm with you all the way, Dad. You'll skunk him.
Thanks, Ernie. Well, I'll get washed up for dinner.
Oh, Steve. What happened to that astronaut that was going to speak at the dinner?
Well, he had to go back and take a new test or something.
Well, why don't you guys join him? You'll be safer in outer space.
Well, I think we've just about got it lit.
Just about. And this one hasn't been easy, Steve.
Oh, sorry, Steve. That's all right, Dave.
Well, how about knocking off for the day, fellas?
Well, we're just about finished with this project.
Now, look, we got a more important project, that quiz contest tonight.
Oh. Dave, you worry too much.
Well, I'm worried because I know my kid. He picks at me like Koufax, he's liable to answer questions like Einstein.
The questions will be simple. They have to be, otherwise it wouldn't be fair to the kids. It'll be about general information.
Yeah, well, that's why I brought these books. Let's see, now, there's the almanac and the famous dates and the encyclopedia of history.
Dave, we're not stupid, you know. Mrs. Terry is going to ask questions junior high kids can answer, like, when was the Battle of Waterloo?
Sure. Now, let's see. The Battle of Waterloo was fought in the year 1815.
Right. June the 18th.
Oh, really?
Well, let's just check on it, huh?
All right.
Let's see. Battle. Waterloo. Hey, you know, you're right.
You see. It's amazing how it all comes back to you. I guess it's kind of like riding a bicycle.
Or pulling a rickshaw.
I think it's time for our contest to start. Now, I'm sure you all know our contestants. The father contestants are Mr. Douglas, Mr. Welch, and Mr. Wong.
And the sons are Chip Douglas, Dave Welch Jr., and Preston Wong.
Right, now the rules of the contest are very simple. 10 points for each correct answer, 10 points deducted for each incorrect answer. And the first team to score 50 points wins. Does that sound mathematically sound, Mr. Wong?
Well, offhand I say yes, but I wish I had my slide rule.
All right. Now, is it clearly understood by all that each question must be answered within 10 seconds? And if the first team fails to answer, then the question goes to the other team.
Well, 10 seconds will be fine.
Okay by me.
Dad, if you want 30 seconds, it's okay.
10 is plenty. Just remember, son, he who laughs last brings home the bacon.
Hey, that's a good one for your uncle's fortune cookie.
Yeah, I'll tell Lenny.
All right. Now, we'll start with the first question to the father. What was the starting point of the Lewis and Clark expedition to the Northwest?
Well, I know they ended up at the Columbia River.
Oh, I asked where they started from, Mr. Douglas.
It's someplace in the Midwest.
I got it, Kansas City.
Wrong, Dad. St. Louis.
Correct. 10 points for the son.
All right, boys. Who saved Captain John Smith's life?
I know. This is my turn.
Pocahontas.
Correct. That gives 20 points to the son. All right, fathers. Who was Pocahontas' husband?
I didn't even know the chick was married.
Full name like Rogers or Rollins.
Jim.
Yeah, the first name was James or George.
I'm sorry. Time's up. Boys?
Oh, Rolfe. John Rolfe.
John Q. Rolfe.
She didn't ask his middle name.
Anyway, that's correct. And so the boys now have 30 points. All right. Boys, this question is rather difficult. How long did the Ming Dynasty last?
Sorry, sick.
I'll take that, Mrs. Terry. The Ming Dynasty lasted from the 10th to the 12th century.
It's wrong, and it's not your turn anyway.
14th through 17th century?
That's correct. 40 points for the son. All right, fathers. Here's a question for you about the Battle of Waterloo.
Well, we're ready for that one. Let's have it.
All right. Where was it fought?
1850.
June the 18th.
10 points for our side.
When I waited, I didn't say when. I said where.
Oh, where?
Europe.
Well, where in Europe?
Waterloo. Hmm?
What country, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, what country? Well, it was the lowlands. Holland.
Sorry. Boy.
You were close, Dad. It was Belgium.
Well, that gives the funds 50 points. And, gentlemen, I think the game is over. Funds 50, fathers minus boys.
No, the questions were simple. That's what makes it so embarrassing.
Unsuspecting foot can sometimes stub big toe on small pebble.
Thank you, Confucius.
I know you'd get clobbered, but minus 90. Wow!
It wasn't minus 90. It was minus 40.
90 was the point spread, Uncle Charles. Dad, yeah, don't feel too bad. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
You guys must have played like a bunch of clucks.
Oh, Dad was great. We were just lucky.
No. Enjoy your victory. We tried our best, but it just wasn't good enough.
Well, aren't you supposed to be a good sport when you knock off an opponent?
Yeah. And you really knocked us off.
I'll say one thing, Dad. You might have goofed tonight, but those kids can't build planes the way you do.
Thank you.
Don't be too sure. Maybe they ought to get a crack at it.
All right.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Dad, I met Mrs. Terry. I heard the fathers blew it. Tough luck.
Yeah, but they were in there trying.
We were in there trying.
Steve, I wish you'd stop saying that.
No, what bugs me is how Steve could miss out on where is Waterloo.
Well, it bugs me too, Ray. I don't know why I said Holland. I've been to Brussels, and that's only 33 miles away. I guess Holland was where Napoleon wished he was.
No, Ray, don't laugh at Steve. After all, you missed the Ming Dynasty question, and you're not a Norwegian.
Well, the whole thing's over, so why don't we settle down and try to forget the whole miserable episode?
Yeah, you're right. It's water under the bridge. At least we were in there trying.
May we come in?
Oh, yes. Come in, Mrs. Terry.
I hope we're not disturbing you, Tim.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'd like you to meet Mr. Reynolds of our local TV station. This is Mr. Douglas, Mr. Wells, and Mr. Wong.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Now, this shouldn't take more than a minute. It so happens that a member of my staff was at your father and son dinner. Now, he reports to me that your quiz contest was delightful as well as educational.
Oh, it was educational, all right. We learned how much we didn't know.
Well, Mr. Reynolds has a wonderful idea. He'd like the two teams to meet again on television next Friday night.
Television? You mean you want us to appear on television?
Yeah. We'll give it a terrific publicity buildup. The whole city will be watching it.
Well, it's a shame you picked Friday. I have to be in New York on Friday.
I'll be in San Francisco.
I'm sorry, but I'm tied up, too.
Too bad. Mr. Reynolds was going to pay us $500 for the school library fund.
Well, it's too bad we're tied up.
Yes.
$500, huh? Mr. Reynolds, would it be possible to clear time for the quiz show on, say, Thursday night?
It certainly would.
Well, that's fine, because we're not busy on Thursday night, are we, fellas?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Thursday will be fine, Mr. Reynolds.
Fine, but thank you very much, gentlemen. And you'll have the highest rating in Bryant Park history.
And thank you on behalf of the library fund.
You will let us know the time.
Yes, all these things.
Well,
Steve, have you blown your top? What are you doing to us?
It's bad enough losing in front of a few fathers. Now, you fixed it so all of Bryant Park will be laughing at it.
Now, wait. Have you stopped to figure out why we lost? We lost because we were overconfident and we goofed it. Now, the boys took the whole thing very seriously, and they studied.
Now, just a minute. Remember me? I'm the guy that suggested studying in the first place.
Oh, that's right, you did, Dave. Well, I think if we study this time, we've got a good chance of winning. Right, Ray?
Right.
Then we'll study. I've still got those research books.
I'm going to call my grandfather. He's a wingding on anything Ming.
Remember, we have the age, the experience, and the education. And the most to lose.
On the button.
Three longest rivers.
Nile, 4,145 miles. Amazon, 3,900. Mississippi, 3,711.
1 mile off on Mississippi, but we'll notice.
Name three Greek philosophers.
Aristotle, Socrates,
and Plato.
Very good on Greek philosophy, Dave.
Majored in it. Well, you know, this three nights of boning up's done us a lot of good.
We just might give the boys a surprise. Hey, Ray, we better get into that ancient Chinese category.
Oh, yes. Got my grandfather's book right here.
Good. Ask me some questions.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
What's the matter?
This thing is written in Chinese.
Well, let's move on to geography. Steve? Name the highest mountain peaks in North America, Europe, and Asia.
Mount McKinley, Mount Blanc,
and Mount Everest.
Great in geography. I'm pushed. Look, what do we racking our brains out for? We're sis to take them again.
Yeah, let's quit. Good night, Chip.
See you, Chip.
Hey, wait a minute.
Aw, Chip, we don't have to study anymore. We'll beat them. Worse than last time.
That's what I was just thinking.
What do you mean?
You know, well, maybe we shouldn't.
Shouldn't what?
Try too hard. Well, this is going to be a big TV program with millions of people tuned in.
In Bryant Park?
Okay, thousands.
I mean, well, supposing we were fathers. Our kids made monkeys out of us. We'd feel pretty embarrassed. As fathers, I mean.
Yeah, we would.
You're right. Our dads are going to come in for a lot of ribbing.
Not if they win, they won't.
Are you saying we should let them?
Well, why not? They're pretty good guys.
The best.
I hate to say it, but I gotta go along with you.
Then it's settled. We take a dive.
And the questions will be general information. 10 points will be scored for each correct answer, 10 points deducted for mistakes. The team having the higher score at the end of the 30 minutes will be declared winner. Our moderator this evening, the vice principal of Bryant Park Junior High School, Mrs. Joan Terry.
You know, maybe we should have donated that $500.
Something's wrong with the color suit. They look awful pale.
The set's fine. They just got that white look because they're walking the last mile.
Right. The first question is for the students on the subject of American history. Name the dates when the following states were admitted to the Union. New York, Vermont, and Alaska.
New York, 1788.
Vermont, 1791.
Alaska, 1949.
Sorry, fathers, do you know that answer?
59? Well, Alaska was admitted in 1959.
Well, that's correct. 10 points for the fathers.
And minus 10 for the sons.
Good work, Dave.
Now, a question for the fathers. Name the opposing generals at the Battle of Waterloo.
Napoleon for the French.
Blücher for the Prussians and Wellington for the British.
That's 10 more points for the fathers.
Now a question for the boys on the subject of marine life. Is a whale a fish or a mammal?
A whale is a fish.
Sorry, fathers?
Whale is a mammal.
That's correct. Chip, I'm surprised at you.
I guess I forgot.
That's minus 10 for the sun.
What's the score now?
Our side's winning. It's a runaway for the dads.
The contest will resume after a short film about our new library.
Shoes on the other foot tonight, eh, fellas?
Never thought he'd be such a cinch.
I'm a little surprised myself.
Oh, gentlemen, while we're off the air, I want to tell you how well it's going. This is going to be the talk of Bryant Park.
Mr. Reynolds, how much longer does this library film run?
Just 2 more minutes.
Is it all right if I talk to our opponents?
Oh, yes, of course. I can't thank you enough. This is really going to be a big smash.
Nice going, fellas. Now, I haven't seen my dad so happy since I got rid of my beetle haircut.
Here comes your dad.
One of those questions are sure tough tonight.
Hey, you're doing great tonight, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? I think I know why.
Because your fathers are smarter than us kids. That's why.
You bet.
Absolutely.
No, that isn't why.
It isn't?
Oh, you fellas know it isn't. Chip, you don't do anybody a favor by trying to give them something they don't deserve. We're not winning this game. You're handing it to us on a silver platter.
Well, I don't know why you're saying that.
A whale is a fish. I know you know better than that. You fellas are a lot smarter than you're showing, and we fathers aren't quite as dumb as you think we are, so in this last round, you play on the up and up. You try to win.
Win?
Us?
How can we? Your fathers are so far ahead.
Well, believe me, we can use the advantage.
The first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was John Jay. He served from 1789 to 1795.
That's correct.
And the score is now tied. Father's 90, son's 90.
Take it easy, Dave. This is where experience and cool head counts.
Not if she rings in a ming.
Let's see. We just have time for one more question. For the fathers, on the subject of aviation.
Hey, we're in. We're in.
Who made the first flight over the Antarctic continent?
Was it Bert? Wasn't it Bert?
Or was it Wilkins?
Ray?
Don't look at me. I know it wasn't Sun Yat-sen.
Well, we've got to make a choice. What do you think, Byrd or Wilkins?
Byrd.
Admiral Richard E. Byrd.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boys?
Tough luck there. It was Sir Hubert Wilkins.
That's correct.
And the Suns win the game 100-90.
At least it was closer this time.
It was a simply marvelous show, and so suspenseful, especially the way the boys came back and won.
Yeah, how about that? Well, we were in there trying. Sorry, Dave.
What a program, what a program. The phones haven't stopped ringing. It's the best thing ever seen on local TV. Oh, and if I got a great idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to televise the annual Fathers and Sons baseball game this year. How does that strike you?
I'll be in Vladivostok.
I'll be in Hong Kong.
I'll be with them.
In both places?
Yes.
What could be as nice as an hour with my three sons? How about an hour with three daughters?
Sure.
Stay tuned for Bobby Joe, Betty Joe, Billy Joe, and everyone at the Shady Rest Hotel on Petticoat Junction as TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning continues.